Live from Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park, Illinois, it's Mid-States football at its finest. Big game Saturday between your 4-1 Lincoln Way Patriots and the visiting 3-1 Chicago Chaos. Hello, everyone, alongside color commentator Joe Albert and A. Jackson, who will be with us shortly. I'm Jake Turner. The Patriots kept the Twin City Jets grounded 37-0 last week and leading the way with their three-time MVP quarterback Tony Powell and one of the best offenses in the league. And, Joe, how does Powell get off to a good start?
The offensive line needs to make sure that they keep the pocket clean so that Powell has time to read the field and get the balls to his receivers.
And with that, we know that Powell, who, as I said, three-time MVP, 9 touchdowns on the year. And what is the one thing that makes Powell so nasty? I know, you're speechless. I get it.
Yeah,
I'm speechless. I mean, he's very versatile outside the pocket, and also he can be dangerous inside the pocket as well. He has a lethal five-step drop here. And we're going to go to the national anthem here. We'll be back more with the pregame show in a moment. And as the national anthem comes to a close here, let's get back into our pregame here. So it's not going to be easy against a nasty Chicago Chaos defense. I saw this team against the Quad City Raiders just a couple weeks ago. They're led by Cameron Hall and Nick Olson, known for his ball hawking skills. So how they know how to shut down this offense, don't they, Joe?
Yes, they do. With that pass rush, it's quite a great pass rush. And if they can get to the quarterback and cause him to have less time in the pocket, it's going to give Cameron Hall and Nick Olson great opportunities to get the ball.
Well, we're ready here for some big game Saturday football, semi-pro football at its finest here. And keep this in mind, the Patriots have won the toss. They have deferred to the second half, so the Chicago Chaos and Michael Shuchuk will be getting the football to start this one. Lincoln Way coming out in their gray jersey with black and white lettering and navy pants, while the Chaos have their black jerseys with red and white numbering and black pants. You're pretty excited for this game tonight, aren't you, Joe?
Of course. It's football. Come on, let's get it.
No kidding. Summer football, man. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. Especially, you know, the funny thing is, it doesn't feel like summer. I mean, because the high temperature today was like only 80 degrees.
Yeah, I mean,
so we're starting to get into that cold spell now in August, I think. I don't know.
Well, hopefully it doesn't get too cold, but
yeah, oh, come on. A little cool weather is not going to hurt you.
No, it's not. But I'm hoping it gets to humid again and get some nastiness on this field, but that's not going to happen tonight. So.
Oh, yeah, this is gonna be a fun one. I've actually been looking forward to this one pretty much since we got the call for it. So Rafael Alvarado will be kicking it away for the Patriots, and they'll be kicking it to the Chaos. We're here live at Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park, Illinois, ready to bring you some semi-pro football action here on SportsTownChicago.com. All right, Alvarado getting ready to go here. We're ready to go. We're set here in the press box. Alvarado ready. Right to left. And the kick is away, underway here on this battle in the Mid-States Football League. And they're going to take it from the 10-yard line to the 15, to the 20. Finds an opening. No, he doesn't. He gets hit hard at the 22-yard line. That's where the Chicago Chaos will set up camp in their offense with Michael Shuchuk coming into the game. Four touchdowns and 802 yards. Keep in mind, the Chicago Chaos were off last week, but they came out in a big way against the Quad City Raiders just 2 weeks ago in a 19-11 game, and that's where we sit with this 4-1 versus 3-1 matchup.
It's for first place in the league, correct?
Well, it's pretty much for trying to stay alive with the Chicago Ducks.
Okay.
I remember talking to Coach Eric Weinman a couple weeks ago, and he told me that he can't wait to see the Chicago Ducks again, but they know they have been looking at this. They've been marking on the calendar. They wanted the Patriots first, the defending champions of 2016. So Shuchuk set up in the shotgun, low tailback in the backfield, set up now receiver out to the left and one to the right. Here comes the blitz for the Patriots, and it's going to give it off to Devion Hodges. Hodges finds an opening. He's going to get a 35, 40, 45, 50. No flags. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, and finally wrapped down across the 7-yard line. Devion Hodges.
That was a great block that freed him up to go to go almost the distance.
An incredible run there, and they are going to mark this as the – it looked like the referee got a little gas there. And he's going to set this up at the 6-yard line. So mark that. Oh, my goodness. That was a heck of a run by Devion Hodges. 72 yards on that one. All right. So the Chaos starting off pretty hot here. I saw this against the Raiders last 2 weeks ago as well. So same old, same old. Shuchuk sets up in the shotgun, too wide. Takes the snap, and he's going to give it out to Hodges. This time, he is welcomed and hit hard. Thrown down, a little pushing and shoving there between the Patriots. And that time around, the Patriots defense was able to take care of business.
And that's what they need to do in order to keep the Chaos off the board, is they need to get this defense on the run, because that's what the Chaos bring, is the run.
Oh, without question, they love to run the rock. And keep this also in mind, the Chaos did come in. They had a culture change with Coach Weinman. That was one of the key things they had. Just 2 weeks ago, they had just massive self-inflicting problems with those penalties against the Raiders. Shuchuk sets up now in the shotgun. Patriots coming off that 37-0 shutout. Chaos already testing them early. Gives it up to C.J. Young. Punches it in. Touchdown, Chicago Chaos. C.J. Young threw on the construction hat, bulldozed his way into the end zone, 6 yards, and it's now 6-0 Chicago Chaos.
He carried that guy for the last 3 yards for that touchdown run. That was pretty impressive.
They have a great combination of C.J. Young and Devion Hodges, and that was a huge one. That was actually C.J. Young's first touchdown of the year for him, and it is now 6-0 Chaos. Fire off on all cylinders early on.
Again, that's something that the Patriots are going to have to watch. They have to watch the run, because that's exactly what you mentioned. That's what the Chaos thrive on.
David Tomas ready to kick the extra point here in a 6-0 game with 13:30 left to go in the first quarter. Unbelievable start. And the snap, and Tomas's extra point is up and good, and it's going to actually clear the track and field site, and it, what a start here for the Chicago Chaos. A 72 run ended up on a 6-yard touchdown run by C.J. Young, and it's 7-0 Chaos over the Patriots with 13:30 to go here in the first quarter. Your thoughts on how the Chaos fired off?
Well, they came to play. I mean, you look at that run, that opening from the line, it was a sweet run. He just didn't want to stop, and then when the Patriots finally caught him from behind, It was just an easy punch in pretty much for the other running back. So,
all right, so, yeah, it was pretty crazy what the Chaos just did on that drive. Like we said, they love to run the football, and now we're going to get really tested now here by 3-time MVP Tony Powell, going to go against this rough and tumble Chaos defense. And we got a little fan here. Hi, how's it going?
What's up, bud?
All right. Well, in case you're just joining us, you missed some fireworks early on. I'm Jake Turner alongside my partner, Joe Albert. A. John Jackson will be joining us shortly here at Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park, Illinois. Good grief, what a start. All right, so now we're going to see David Tomas kick this one away, and it's going to be Robert Riley there on the two wide. Starting off left to right is going to be Tomas, ready to kick this one away. Chaos already up 7-0, and the kick is away, and this one is kind of a short kick. Actually, this is going to take a Chaos bounce. Oh, it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a legal procedure on the Chaos. So some good field position setting up now for the Patriots.
Now we got to watch that pass rush from the Chaos. Hopefully.
Yeah, the Chaos. I absolutely understand what you're saying. The Chaos defense led by Adam Nelson, but that's not the guy you got to be looking out for right now. The one you got to be looking out for is the versatile Cameron Hall. Even though he has 2 sacks on the year, he is leading the team in tackles right now, and that is something big there to be taken on. 41 tackles. He is 4th in the league. All right, so we're going to see what the MVP can do here. The defending champion's already down 7-0 here on SportsTownChicago.com in Tinley Park, Illinois. All right, so Powell now going to get things revved up here. Starting off with the 4 wide. Receiver out to the left, 3 to the right. Slot receiver off the right side. Tailback off the left side. Setting up now. Setting up now for Powell. Coming off on it. They're not wasting any time. Powell takes the snap. Looks. He has a back shoulder throw off that left side. Caught at the 40 to the 45 and into Chaos territory. And it's going to be
a fumble.
This ball is fumbled. And the Chaos are saying they got it. We're waiting for the call. And they're going to say it is Patriots ball. And a resounding whew right now from the Patriots sideline.
Yes.
That cannot make the coaches happy right now.
No, that is something you have to be careful of. You cannot fumble the ball on the very first offensive play of this game.
You can't.
Especially after what the Chaos just did.
Especially, yeah, they did that 72 run and then punched in with C.J. Young. All right, set up now in the shotgun is Powell, and the ball is now set up at midfield. Gives it up, and it's going to be up the middle. And this is Pascasio. And Pascasio is going to take this to the 39-yard line. Move the chains. First down, Patriots gain of 11 yards. Brian Pascasio coming in. They've been giving him the bulk of the carries since this all started up. Pascasio been doing a pretty good job here. Powell wasting no time now, sending up in the shotgun. This time around, the Chaos come out in a 4-man front. 4 wide, 1 to the left, 3 to the right, slot receiver off the right side. Takes the snap, low snap, and he's going to give it up once again. Here's Pascasio using that speed and rumbling his way down across the 22-yard line. What a job right there. Gain of 17 yards, move the chains, first down, Patriots.
I don't think the Chaos are actually looking for the run. They're looking more for Powell to step back and throw. As you, number 44 from the Chaos, rushed the quarterback, but he was not able to get there in time to stop that run.
11:50 to go here in an action-packed first quarter. Powell sets up in the shotgun. High snap, and he's going to give it to Pascasio again. Finds an opening. Quick cut up the right side. He's going to try and take it off. Gets past one tackler, and this time he is wrapped up down at the 5-yard line. Once again, they just continue to move those chains, and it's first and goal for the Patriots.
Pascasio on that run was a little bit nimble. He made sure that he missed, that the Chaos missed a couple tackles on that one, and it was a great run by Pascasio.
All right, setting up now in the shotgun is Powell, and this is going to be 4 wide. Receiver out to the left, 3 to the right, slot receiver set off the right side. Chaos coming out on a 4-man front, stretched out. Tailback off the right side, takes a snap, Powell stays in the pocket, got his man, and it's almost intercepted. Once again, Mr. Ballhawker himself, Nick Olson, the one who had 2 interceptions against the Raiders just 2 weeks ago.
Powell has to be careful with that. He can't be throwing into coverage.
That's one thing. You got to watch out for Nick Olson and those green gloves that he likes to wear. That's how you can tell he's on the field. Right there, you can see him right in the middle. Send up now is Powell. Tailback off the left side is Pascasio. 4 wide, receiver out to the left, 3 to the right. Slot receiver set off the right. Coming off the 4-man front right now is the Chaos. Powell takes the snap. He's going to give it up to Pascasio. Finds it opening off the left side. Punches it in. Runs it in easily. Touchdown, Lincoln Way Patriots. Fire that musket. It's 7-6 right now here in Tinley Park.
It looked like the Chaos were caught off guard with all those runs on that drive. They were looking past the entire time, and still Pascasio ran the ball through them.
It actually looked like that looked like it was actually Ronald Zoe on that right there. So Ronald Zoe coming in. Keep in mind, he's been kind of disguising. His number tonight has been number 9, usually wearing the number 16. So Ronald Zoe kind of fooled me a little bit, but he punches it in for the touchdown at 7-6 with 11 minutes to go. And the field goes up by Alvarado, and we got ourselves a ball game early on. 11 minutes to go here in the first quarter, Patriots and the Chaos. And we want to also welcome into our studio here, it's Al Jackson, our third man in the booth with his little Houston Texan hat. How you doing tonight, Al?
It's good to be here. I've been watching the Patriots, and they look good.
Well, so far right now, you're seeing both teams looking good. We started off things with a Chaos 72-yard run done by Devion Hodges. Then C.J. Young punched in for 6 yards, and then it became pretty much a track meet for the Patriots as it was Brian Piscasio and Ronald Zoe mixing it up to make this a 7-7 ball game.
Both drives took less than a minute and a half, so you can imagine it was quick pace. And it was a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. I think we're in for one heck of a game here because we know how good the Chaos defense is. We also know that the Patriots have one of the best offenses in the league. So Alvarado going to kick this one away now back to the Chaos. And the Chaos last time were able to go right down the field and make it look very easy. All right. So Alvarado ready, and we got the cheerleaders down there for the Patriots. I didn't see any cheerleaders for the Chaos.
Yeah, there are no cheerleaders on their sidelines. So maybe they'll focus a little bit more tonight.
I guess that's what happens when you become champions. I don't know.
Or maybe they need to do a little bit more recruiting.
All right, Alvarado kicks this one. It's a little pooch kick at the 19-yard line. Takes it to the 25, to the 30. Finds an opening, 35, and down across the 39-yard line. We'll see where they mark this. And that's where they'll set up camp. Good field position for the Chaos. And they'll set it up at the 39. So there you go. All right. So Michael Shuchuk coming in with that speedy Devion Hodges, who started things off with a 72-yard run and punched it in for 6 yards with big man C.J. Young. Patriots defense. What can they do to adjust on that to keep from getting fooled that way?
Honestly, I think they need to focus on the run and make Shuchuk beat them through the air. And that's the only way that you're going to stop their offense.
Shuchuk, known also, only has 4 touchdowns on the year. Sets up in the shotgun, tailback off the left side, 4 wide. Takes the snap, and it's going to be a fumble.
Fumble.
It's a fumble, and it's a run for it, and it's going to be the Patriots ball.
And the Chaos do have a good running game, so I'm surprised that they couldn't.
The big man, Dale Burgess, on that one was able to get a hold of it. 5'9", 260 pounds, size B, no more on that one, and a big-time fumble by the Chaos defense, by the Chaos offense, and it's going to be Patriot ball. And we got a flag on the play as well. And that's going to go against the Chaos. It's going to be Patriots ball. Well, there you go. Dale Burgess able to get his big mitts on that one and give it back to the Patriots with 10:48 to go here in the first quarter. Talk about a change of events like that, huh, Joe?
That was a change of momentum right there. I was expecting the Chaos to run the ball and get back in the end zone. But at that point in time, the Patriots defense came up big. Actually, I believe that was a fumbled handoff from the quarterback to the running back, and that's what caused that play.
And again, Jake, that surprised me because the Chaos do have a strong running game.
Yes, they do. Definitely saw that against Quad City 2 weeks ago. Powell sets up now in the shotgun. 4 wide receiver out to the left, 3 to the right. Slot receiver off the right side. Set up 4-man front coming from the Chaos. On the run is Powell from the right side. Got his man wide open. And he is going to be wrestled down at the 19-yard line. Nicely done there by the Patriots. Quick little throw there. And gain of a couple of yards on that one.
That was a nice quick throw off the rollout to the right.
Gain of 5 yards on that play.
That was Ricardo Williams with that catch.
That was Ricardo Williams. Ricardo Williams on that catch. All right, so Powell sets up now in the shotgun. 2nd and 5 now setting up. 4 wide, 3 to the left and 1 to the right. Slot receiver off the left side this time. Takes the snap, 3-step drop. Looks right side. Got his man. It's wide open. Off that man-to-man coverage. Wrap it up. Touchdown, Lincoln Way Patriots. Oh, my, and just like that, you could have started a stopwatch on that one, on that drive, and just like that, the Patriots take a 13-7 lead with 10:03 to go in the first quarter. My, oh, my, a great job there by Chris Muhammad, the 6'1 receiver.
That defensive back definitely got beat on that press coverage right there, Jake.
And that was a great throw by that quarterback. By Powell, he hit him over the right shoulder, over the left shoulder, and in for the score.
And he got the ball off quick, too.
Yes,
they
he
had,
did.
They brought pressure, and he made a good read.
Alvarado ready to kick another extra point here. And since then, the Lincoln Way Patriots, and they make this extra point. Extra point is up and good. 14 unanswered points for the Patriots after being down 7-0. We'll see what the Chaos can do here coming up. But let's talk about this for a moment here. How in the world did the Patriots be able to find that weakness so quickly on that Chaos defense?
Honestly, it's because the Chaos began to see that they were going to run the ball. When you run the ball in the beginning of the game, you set up the pass. And that's what happened in that last drive. Was the ball, they were running towards the running back and not focusing solely on the quarterback at that time. And that's how you set it up. That's the way you play football.
Absolutely. 10:03 left to go here in the first quarter. And my goodness, we already have 21 points between the two teams. We're already in ourselves for a treat here. I might as well just sit back, grab a PlayStation controller, and believe I'm playing the semi-pro version of Madden.
Last time I watched the Chaos, Jake, they blew out their opponents, so now being down, it's interesting to see what their team's really made of right now.
Absolutely. All right, 14-7 Patriots. In case you're just joining us, a high-flying first quarter here between the two teams. Chaos started things off with a 7-0 lead off a 6-yard touchdown run by C.J. Young. And then the Patriots, not once but twice, were able to get into the end zone thanks to Ronald Zoe on one, and then off a fumble by the Chaos, set up the Patriots for Chris Muhammad's touchdown. And this is going to the end zone, starts it off at the 10 to the 15, over to the 20. He's going to try and find opening, 25 to the 30, and he gets past another tackler. Another pass, another tackler, refuses to go down, and finally is wrapped up down across the 43-yard line. Why? Well, that was some great running there by the Chaos on that one, and that was Robert Forbes on that one.
Yeah, he took it to the sideline and saw a little bit of a break and broke some tackles and got some decent yardage.
It's going to be interesting to see what kind of counterpunch that Shuchuk and the Chaos offense are going to do now. Like you were saying, you were wondering why they did not run the football at that point and decided to try and pass it. Well, I'm sorry, no, they lost it on that run.
Well, it was a quarterback to running back mistake. The quarterback went to hand it to the running back, and they fumbled on that play. We're going to see what Shuchuk has to do, and hopefully the Patriot defense can stay solid against the run.
Sets up in the shotgun, 4 wide receiver out to the left, 3 to the right. Shuchuk in the shotgun. Blitz coming for the Patriots. Shuchuk takes the snap. He's in trouble. Runs out to the right side, tries to get it away, and he is going to underthrow it. It's out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Good play there by the Patriots. They're going to call it incomplete, though, but give a lot of credit there to Robert Riley, the 5'11 D-back.
And the Chaos, they like to run a quick tempo, no-huddle offense, so it's going to be interesting to see how they respond.
And there we got some laundry on the field.
Yes, and I believe that is clipping.
Clipping, that might go against the, well, looks like they're putting it over to the Chaos.
It should be against the offensive line. That usually happens when,
right,
defensive lineman and offensive lineman are engaged, and an offensive lineman tries to low block.
All right, so the referee in the short shorts here going to make his call. My goodness, did he get those from Bill Parcells when he was with the Cowboys? Remember those shorts, those cargo shorts? Yikes.
Yes, those were ridiculous.
All right, so it looks like they are going to call it against the Chaos. You call it clipping on that one. That's a big loss there for the Chaos, but we talked about this too. You can definitely emphasize the name Chaos because they have problems with self-inflicting mistakes. Talking to Coach Weidman a couple weeks ago about that, he knows that this was a culture change for them, and they've been trying to show that, yeah, there's still some work to be done.
That penalty was a 15-yard penalty, which sets them up for, I believe,
That puts him back at the 29.
Yes.
Shuchuk sets up in the shotgun. 4-wide, takes the snap, stays in the pocket across the middle, and this is underthrown. Thrown at the 45-yard line. Might have got one of those Patriots to put their mitts up there on that one. That looked a little shaky.
Yeah, that was an ugly throw, Jake.
9:38 left to go here in the first quarter. 14-7, good guys against the chaos. 14-7. So
that's why I said the Patriots need to make sure that they can stop this run and make Shuchuk throw the ball. Because if you can do that, you're probably going to win this game.
Patriots are tricky with that defense. They like to kind of like stack it up at times, but they also like to spread it out on that four-man front. And it kind of frustrates the living daylights out of this chaos offense so far. Shuchuk sets up now in the shotgun. Low tailback, 4-wide. Receiver out to the left and 3 to the right. Slot receiver off the right side.
They're showing blitz.
Blitz coming. Here's the snap. Giving it up to Demian Hodges.
Fumble again.
Hodges
fumbles
the football. And it's going to be the Patriots one more time. Deja vu in the best way possible for the Patriots. Another fumble off a running play. And 2 turnovers for the Chaos. Now set up the Patriots back in Chaos territory. Like I said, deja vu in the best way possible.
Not good, not good. If you want to win a game, every football league from Little League to the NFL, you cannot turn the ball over.
And they put it up very comfortably at the 35 of the Chaos. Oh, my goodness. And the way Powell has been looking comfortable in the pocket tonight, you can definitely sense there is some changes about to happen here. And we got our number one fan here looking down. Got a little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle costume on, so.
It's awesome.
It is cool.
We will see if they're going to run or pass the ball on this drive. The first drive, they ran the ball the whole way, and the second drive, they've passed. So let's see what happens.
Powell sets up in the shotgun. Tailback off the left side. 4-wide, 3 to the left, and 1 to the right. Slot receiver off the left side. Going against the 5-man front. Takes the snap. And he's going to give it up to Pascasio. Pascasio dives and falls at the 31-yard line.
If he would have been able to keep his balance, he had some yardage there. Unfortunately, he got tripped up in the backfield, not even by a defensive player, just by his own feet.
Yeah, because he had a nice little hole. If he could have stayed on his feet, he would have had even more yardage on that play.
Pascasio pretty much getting the bulk of the carries. Greg Barksdale started off the year, but Pascasio has been showing a lot more. Setting up now in the shotgun is Powell, 4-wide. Receiver out to the left, 3 to the right. Slot receiver off the right side. 4-man front coming for the chaos. Powell setting up. Takes the snap. 3-step drop. Stays in the pocket. Left side, back shoulder throw. Caught at the 15. And Russell down across the 12-yard line. There you go. Powell staying very comfortable in the pocket. Move the chains. First down, Patriots.
It was a great catch by Muhammad, making sure that he adjusted to the ball in the air and getting the yardage after the catch.
Chris Muhammad already with a touchdown off that right side of the end zone on the last drive. Looking to score more right now is this Patriots offense. Keep in mind, they shut out the Twin City Jets last week, 37-0.
Well, it's not going to be a shutout this week, but we will see how high-powered this offense really is. Already just the first quarter. 14-7, so that's pretty impressive.
Powell sets up in the shotgun, 4-wide, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Back shoulder throw, and it is caught off the left side and taken down at the 10-yard line. Turned nothing into something, a gain of a couple of yards for the Patriots.
And I believe
that was Pascasio on the catch. Second and 7 now facing the Patriots. All right, Powell now setting up in the shotgun. 4-wide, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. 2 slot receivers off the left and right side. 4-man front coming for the chaos. Powell looking comfortable, though. Here comes Olsen. Takes the snap as Powell. 3-step drop. Looking right side. Got his man. Almost intercepted and almost made a basket catch there.
It's a man down in the end zone.
Well, Steve Trudeau.
Looks like he got hurt when he turned back to get that ball.
Yeah, it looked like right there he was trying to make the interception, and we got an injured chaos player on the field right now off the right side of the end zone. Nick Olsen with his helmet off.
Here comes the training staff.
And the training staff is going to come out, and we saw that kid in absolute pain. You could hear the screams from here. So 7:02 to go here in the first quarter. Patriots up 14-7 as they continue to tend to...
I think the ref just threw a flag on Nick Olsen for taking his helmet off on the field.
I don't know why they would do that. The game, I mean, it's stop a play. It's an injured teammate. Hopefully they pick up the flag. And it looks like they did.
I believe they did. Yeah, you're right.
It'd be a different story. I mean, if there was not an injury on the field, then... So we're going to take a timeout here from Andrew J. High School in Tinley Park, Illinois. Patriots 14, Chaos 7. You're listening to Patriots Football on SportsTownChicago.com. And we welcome you back to Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park, Illinois. And we have had Marvin Roan of the Chicago Chaos defensive back was carted off the field, carried off the field, actually. Even saw a member of the Lincoln Way Patriots helping him out there. That's some good sportsmanship between the two teams. You can definitely sense a sense of respect. From what we got heard from the Chaos radio over across the way of the press box, they said it was a knee injury, it looked like. So when we get more information, we will let you know. 14-7 Patriots over the Chaos. Patriots looking for more, though. With 7:02 to go, and we'll see without Marvin Roan what Coach Weidman does for the Chaos secondary.
Yeah, that's just an unfortunate injury, Jake.
Well, I just got to remember this. I'm Jake Turner alongside Joe Albert and our other color commentator, Al Jackson. Me and Al, we actually worked before together. All right, takes a snap, and this one is going to be up the middle and welcomed harshly there by the Chaos defense. And yeah, I know that guy pretty well. Rod Harrington was right there to say hello to Ronald Zoe.
Wham, he just got stuffed in the hole on that run.
6:30 left to go here now in the second in the first quarter, actually. We're only one quarter in so far, and it's been pretty eventful, I'd have to say. Already have an injury, unfortunately, but we've had some very good plays here by both teams.
Yeah, very exciting to start the first quarter. Can't wait to see how this game finishes.
All right, second and goal now setting up at the four-yard line for the Patriots. Ball sets up in behind center, actually. And we got a big man in the backfield with the tailback. Gives it up. The big man tries to get through. He keeps pushing and shoving. It's a tractor trailer. And he is barely able to cross the line. He was so close. No, he's short but at the one-yard line. But that is some ingenuity there by the Patriots offense.
Looked like the Frizz on that play, Jake.
Ah, yes, William the Refrigerator Perry. And it looked like on that one, if I can remember correctly, that looked like Kyle Powell was the big man there, 6'6", 330. Yeah, talk about a tractor trailer on that one. Jeez, let's get that hitched.
Is he a fullback on the roster?
That's an offensive lineman.
Okay. I was going to say, it does not look like a fullback to me.
6'6", 330. Yeah, you're talking about William the Refrigerator Perry, Gilbert Brown, Keith Trailer, that kind of stuff. 5:16 left to go here in the first quarter. Patriots looking for more here on third and goal. Gives the snap, and it's once again, big man, have a snack, touchdown. Lincoln Way Patriots, and that is actually... Now 20 unanswered points for the Patriots offense. The big man is going to go and get a little drink of water here.
Right, he wants that game ball, Jake.
That was Perry Sanders, the defensive lineman, 6'2", 340 pounds.
Whoa, I wouldn't want to tackle him.
So there you go. So the ingenuity actually was done by the defensive lineman, Perry Sanders, on that one. So... 20-7 Patriots on this, and I can't believe what we saw. Yeah, like we were talking about, you know, William the Refrigerator Perry, Gilbert Brown, Keith Trailer. My goodness, is a load.
He wanted in that end zone the first time, and the second time, he was not being stopped.
Yeah, he looked determined on that play.
Well, it looked like he was pretty much like midnight, and you're crawling through the refrigerator to get something to eat.
Exactly.
High snap, and Alvarado is able to stay calm and cool. Extra point, good. 5:09 to go here in the first quarter. Patriots, 21 answered points, leading the Chaos 21-7 here at Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park. And... guys, what do you got to say so far here about this game?
Well, we've had a couple turnovers. We've had an injury. Unfortunately for the injury, hopefully the player is okay.
Yeah, that was Marvin Roan.
Hopefully he's okay. It was just a muscle strain or something like that. Hopefully it's not anything serious. But the Patriots are taking it to the Chaos right now because the Chaos cannot seem to hold on to the ball.
That has been one of their biggest mistakes. couple weeks ago when they played the Raiders, they had so much trouble with that football. It almost launched Coach Weidman into an all-new level of anger.
And I've been on a KL sidelines before, and they're a very confident bunch.
Yes,
so
they are.
It's going to be very interesting to see how they respond with these two turnovers and the defense, and they're giving up, like you said, 21 unanswered points. They're a prideful group down there, so I expect them to respond and put a good drive together.
Good call. I agree. It is still early on in this game here. Only one quarter in. I mean, we're 5:09 to go in the first, so, I mean, if you're looking at this and going, oh, it's over, it's like you're crazy. This is semi-pro football we're talking about. Big game Saturday. All right, so the kick is away by Alvarado, and this one is going to fall at the 5-yard line. Takes it to the 10, the 15, 20, to the 25, gets a spin, and is in trouble. Oh, he's going to get hit hard and thrown down on a double-decker sandwich there by the Patriots special teams. And it looks like they're going to mark this at the 24-yard line. That's where Shuchuk will set up camp for the Chaos. First down and 10.
Now it's time for the Chaos to make some plays. You can't necessarily go for the big plays right now, but just make some plays, move the ball, change field position, and try to regroup.
Absolutely. 4:59 to go here in the first quarter. So Shuchuk now setting up at the 24-yard line. They have not seen the end zone since that C.J. Young 6-yard touchdown run to start off the game after a 72-yard run by Devion Hodges. All right, so Shuchuk now setting up down the shotgun. In the backfield is Young. Receiver out to the left and one to the right. Tight end spot off the right. Here comes the blitz. Takes the snap. It's going to be Young. He's going to find opening off the right side. Uphill running to the 30, to the 35, to the 40, and out of bounds at the 39-yard line. We'll see where they mark this. They say he was out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Nice run there. Gain of 18 yards. Move the chains. First down, Chaos.
Jake, I heard you got some speed like that, man. How true is that?
I run as fast as Rich Eisen. Let's just put it like that.
I've seen those clips. Not good. Not good.
Nope, they're not. I can't remember the last time I've done a 40-yard dash. Oh, boy. My body's been all over the map here.
I don't think I've ever done a 40-yard dash, and I don't think I'm going to try at this point.
Shuchuk sets up in the shotgun, tailback in the backfield. Too wide, takes the snap, and it's a toss off the left side. Finds an opening, it's Dodges. And he's going to wrestle his way down across the 45, pushes his way up to the 46-yard line. Good effort there by the Chaos on that one. Devion Hodges refusing to go down without a fight.
And that's what they need right now. Just move the ball, get some positive yards, change field position, get a little confidence going. They're still in this game.
And they're back to the running game, which is what they are so good at.
Gain of 8 yards for Hodges on that one, and it is now going to be second and 2. So the Chaos now going back to their bread and butter, running the rock. I'm Jake Turner alongside Joe Albert and Al Jackson live here in Tinley Park, Illinois. Shuchuk, low snap, gives it up, and he's going to take it himself off the left side, naked bootleg, across, and pushes his way into Patriot territory at the 47-yard line. Shuchuk telling the Patriots defense, hey, bring it on, I'm right here.
And he got the first down, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good, yes, man. He did.
Antoine Jones was going after that ball hard after that tackle, too. He was trying to pull Peanut Tillman right there.
Tried to use that naked bootleg there on that one by Shuchuk. So that was a little trickery there for the Chaos offense.
Yeah, and back to what you were saying. When you see the quarterback tuck that ball and run, you want to put a good lick on him. Make him think about doing it again.
Shotgun formation, and here's the toss. It's Hodges again off that right side. Loses the football.
Oh,
another
no.
Self-inflicting mistake. Hurting the Chaos.
Third fumble in the
minutes
first quarter.
Minutes by minutes. And the Patriots now have new life once again. That was fast. Patriots will set it up first and 10 in their own stretch of the field.
You wonder if they're going to go deep on the first play. Just to rub it in a little bit.
Some teams can't survive getting three turnovers the whole game, but to get three turnovers in the first quarter, that's not good.
And another short field for the Patriots. They'll start this at their own 43-yard line. Three turnovers tonight for the Chaos offense. My goodness. I have to find a way to get a band and like maybe some stick on or something.
And not Jeez. Only are they fumbling the ball, the other team is getting the recoveries.
3:07 left to go here in the first quarter. Patriots want more. Powell sets up in the shotgun. Three wide, four wide, three to the left and one to the right. Slot receiver off the left side. Defense coming for the chaos. Down by four, up by 14. Takes the snap is Powell, and he's going to give it to Pascasio. Pascasio is able to roll his way across the 45-yard line. A gain of 2 yards, second and eight for the Patriots.
That was a great spot by the ref.
Yeah, I mean, got to do something. Got to do something. I mean, I'm trying to be professional here, too, so I want to make sure I get the yard lines down as well.
Correct.
So 2:40 to go here and count in the first quarter. 21-7 Patriots. Three turnovers tonight for the chaos. Powell sets up now in the shotgun. Four wide, two to the left, two to the right. Slot receiver up each side. Four-man front coming for the chaos. Takes the snap, three-step drop. Powell sets up. He's going to fire. Left side. He's got his man across the middle and almost intercepted and dropped.
He had it in his hands.
I thought that was a completion until he came down and the ball was 10 yards behind him.
It looked like it was almost going to be intercepted, and then Pascasio was able to help out and try to bring that one down, but not able to do enough. But I guess you could give that effort and get some good credit there by Pascasio.
The quarterback definitely appreciates that kind of effort on that play.
Without question. Four wide now, two to the left, two to the right. Two slot receivers out each side. Tailback off the left side for Powell. Four-man front coming for the chaos. Powell takes the snap. Three-step drop. Here come the chaos. He's out of the pocket. Running to the 40, and he's going to try and get his man. Did he get both feet in? Looking for the call. No. No. Great effort there by Williams, but unfortunately he did not have a foot inbounds, but you got to love the effort by Ricardo Williams on that one.
Yes, that was a great effort. He made the catch. Unfortunately, his feet were not on the ground when he caught the ball.
That time around, the chaos definitely got to Powell that time, got him out of the pocket for the first time in the last 5 minutes. Minute 58 left to go here in the first quarter, 21-7 Patriots. I'm Jake Turner alongside Joe Albert and Al Jackson. Al, go ahead. Sorry.
And Jake, to your point, that's what they got to do. They have to make the Patriots quarterback more uncomfortable. He can't sit back there, survey the field, and throw the football at his leisure. They have to come and show some stunts, show some blitzes, and get to him. Make him move his feet a little bit.
Especially when you're going against the three-time MVP of the league.
Wow, sounds like Tom Brady.
I don't know about that, but I guess we could say, I guess you could say Tom Brady of the semi-pro. I guess you could say for semi-pro football. What do you think on that?
Well, I think the defense actually stood up on that play in that drive, making sure that the chaos got the ball back and saying, hey, offense, I got your back on this, so that the offense can get back on the field and make sure that they're confident. The defense needs confidence out of the chaos offense. Luckily, the Patriot defense has the confidence and keeps taking the ball away.
Yep, three turnovers tonight for the chaos, a couple of big-time penalties, an injury. They're trying to keep the bleeding from continuing. So, trying to stop the bleeding. There we go. All right, setting up now is going to be, I'm going to punt this one away for Alvarado. And here's the snap. It's a low snap. He's going to try and get this one away, and he does. And we'll see if this takes a bounce. It's going to take a Patriot bounce. Oh, this looks like a good kick. A
flag
on the play at the 1 yard line.
And with all those turnovers, I don't see nothing good coming out this possession.
Wow, the Patriots got the ball at the. We're able to get the ball at the 1 yard line, and we have another injury.
Alvarado's down on the field. We need to know what that flag was for. Man, there was a lot of action on that play.
There is some nastiness between these two teams. And like we said, we talk about that chaos defense. And we know how nasty they can be. But Alvarado looked like he got his bell rung a little bit. But the chaos now have to face first down and 10 at their own 1 yard line. Thanks largely to the special teams of the Patriots.
Yeah, after that low snap, he scrambled a little bit, kicked it, got it away. And then, like you said, Jake, he got that friendly bounce, and the special teams were able to recover it before it went into the end zone.
Looks like Alvarado pretty tough as nails here coming off the field. Looks like he's got his bell rung a little bit. Looks like he'll be okay, though. So we'll resume play here. Minute 52 to go here at Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park, Illinois. Nice, I'm not going to lie to you, nice football field. Thunderbolts play here.
It is a great field for a high school field. I remember my high school field did not look like this when I was in high school.
Looks like more like Varsity Blues.
Yeah, pretty much.
The fictional West Canaan Coyotes. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it was more. Have you guys seen that show Last Chance U?
Yes.
On Netflix.
Yes.
With the Lions in East Mississippi. Oh man, that's pretty intense stuff. It's so intense right now that Al is like beyond himself right now.
Yeah, this is an exciting game. I'm just, like I said, I've been on that chaos sideline. I've seen the firepower they have, and I'm just waiting for them to just put something together. And with all these turnovers and fumbles, it's not what I'm used to seeing when I watch these guys. When I'm down there with them, it's unbelievable. So they need to get a spark somewhere.
Well, we're going to see if they can. They're going to have to start this deep and within their own territory at the 5-yard line. So that's what they marked it, at the 5-yard line. Minute 52 to go here in the first quarter. Send up now, Shuchuk. Lone tailback. Receiver out to the left, one to the right. Takes the snap, fakes it. Going play action.
Oh,
wide
open.
Got his man. 30,
he's
35,
gone.
40.
He's gone.
45,
he's
50.
Gone.
Turn on the afterburners. See you later. He's looking back. Touchdown, Chicago Chaos.
And I just said it. I know these guys. I've been down there with them. They are supremely confident in a big, big, big play, Jay.
Dived into the playbook. A play action pass. Wide open on that one, and it's a touchdown for the Chaos. We got a new ball game with a minute 39 to go. It's 8-point lead for the Patriots. Wow.
That was a big play by the Chaos offense. It seems like the two plays that have impacted this offense are the 72-yard run and the 95-yard pass. I mean, when you got offensive firepower like that, the Patriots need to make sure they keep pushing this ball. Run the ball more, because the Chaos don't really have an answer for their run game.
That looked like Donnell Salas on that one. Salas was the one that was able to get a touchdown in the second quarter against Quad City. So Salas able to put the Chaos right back into the game just like that. David Tomas ready to kick the extra point. And they're waiting for it. The kick is up, and it is good. Flag on the play.
A delay flag.
That was quite a delay. It's kind of like, I got to get that flag out.
Yeah, I seen guys on both teams jumping and hopping like Hopalong the Frog.
All right, let's see what the call is. And it looks like, as wind continues to blow here at Tinley Park, beautiful area of the city. All right, Tomas ready to now kick the extra point. That was against the Patriots on the special teams. They will redo this kick. Here's the snap. The kick is up, and it is good. New ball game here in Tinley Park. It's the Patriots 21, the Chaos 14. Two long yardage plays have set up the Chaos down by 7.
Joe, I want to ask you, like, how do you explain that? How, when they're inside the 10, how do you allow a big play like that? Just when, one possession and bam,
well,
brand new game.
The Patriots were expecting a run. And because they're so close to the goal line, they're expecting run. And when you do that, you open up the passing game, and boom, it happened. 95 yards, that was an incredible play.
Like I can understand, like, you get a big chunk here and there, but wouldn't you expect to have some type of safety help or have the DBs playing back? Like, when you're that far back, why would you even be so uptight? And man, the guy wasn't nowhere near him for miles.
Well, Al, they went for the blitz on that one because they saw that receiver out to the left and that receiver to the right. It's certain when it comes out like a formation like that, you know it's a run play. It's a single back. It's a single back formation.
Well,
and
obviously,
they were faked out.
The Lincoln Way Patriots, they didn't get the memo.
No, they definitely didn't. So that single back formation works like a charm for the Chaos. A minute 39 left to go here. And Eric Stevenson was the one that made that touchdown catch for the Chaos, not Donnell Salas. All right, so Robert Riley going to take this from the 5 to the 10, hitting the 15 to the 20. To the 25, finds it off the right corner, to the 30, continues, and he is going to be finally wrestled down at the 35-yard line. Robert Riley doing exactly like what the Chaos did, refusing to go down. And good field position for the Patriots as they have a 21-14 lead.
All 35 points have been scored in the first quarter. Like, this is high-powered offenses.
Yes, it is. Right now, if you're on defense, you got to be just like, so do we try to get to the quarterback, or do we just let them run and just go back and forth?
Well, I mean, the Patriots do have the lead, so if they decide to do that, which would not be entertaining football at all.
Well, one thing that the Powell needs to make sure of is to keep out of the way of Nick Olsen, one of the best ball-hawking linebackers in the league.
And to the Patriots' credit, they do have three turnovers.
Powell sets up now in the shotgun. Man in motion, takes the snap. He looks up, back shoulder throw off the left side, caught at the 33-yard line. Tries to get past one tackler, spin move, and is taken down at the 38-yard line on that one. Maybe about a gain of a couple, but a good job there by the Chaos defense, thanks largely to Carl Young, brother of C.J. Young.
And that was Muhammad on that catch.
Yep, Muhammad once again. He has been the hot hand tonight for the Patriots.
And he made a great play coming back to the ball on that, because otherwise it was going to go to a Chaos defender.
Well, that's one thing about the Chaos. They don't like that kind of trickery stuff, and they saw that they were getting a little fancy, so they pretty much said, don't try that again. Powell sets up in the shotgun, looks off the right side, quick release, caught at the 38, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, and into Chaos territory, finally wrestled down at the 46-yard line. Pascasio on the catch there, and once again, the speedy Pascasio helping out matters for Tony Powell on that one. Good quick release. And good chemistry there between the quarterback and the running back.
And I like how the Lingaway Patriots, I like how after giving up that big play, how the offense is coming and they're really confident. They're getting out their huddle real quick and they're making plays and they're getting down the field. And now they're in enemy territory.
10 seconds left to go in county here in the first quarter, 21-14. Powell takes the snap, looks off the left side, screen over to midfield, and wrestled down back into their own territory. It's Carl Young once again. And that is the end of the first quarter, action-packed, blockbuster-style football. My goodness, we got a second quarter coming at you next. The Lincoln Way Patriots 21, the Chicago Chaos 14. Second quarter action as we welcome you back to Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park, Illinois. I'm Jake Turner alongside color commentators Joe Albert and Al Jackson. You're listening to it here on SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. And power indeed is defined here. 35 points between the two teams. Lincoln Way with a 21-14 lead. It's been crazy right now, and the Patriots continue to move that football there at midfield. Powell sets up now in the shotgun, 4-wide, takes the snap, and he's going to hand it off to Pascasio, finds an opening to the 45, and he is going to be taken down at the 42-yard line. Pascasio right there on that play. Looked like actually that was Ronald Zoe on that one, so Ronald Zoe with the run.
Yeah, he made a nice cut, found the hole, and got positive yards.
It all started with the Chaos on a 72-yard run, punched it in by C.J. Young, and the Patriots came back off a Chaos turnover. Then the Patriots scored again. And it just continues. Now we got a flag on the play. That time, Nick Olsen. I tell you guys about that kid with the green gloves. Watch out. That kid is a monster.
Yeah, he got a little excited on that play, but...
Yes, he did.
It's okay.
5'11", 220. Kind of makes me think about guys like kind of like T.J. Watt a little bit. You know, he's just a wild man out there.
Yeah.
Offsides against the Chaos. That is against Nick Olsen. So, I mean, what we have seen here today, we've seen two long plays set up the Chaos for their two touchdowns, and that was off a Eric Stevenson touchdown to the house. It was 95 yards off a play action on a single back formation. 14:20 to go here in the second quarter. Set it up now in the shotgun as Powell. Ball is at the 37-yard line. Five-man front coming for the Chaos. Takes the snap. Powell looks, fight, and tries to fake it out. And incomplete. Intended for Pascasio across the middle. The Chaos only got almost got their first interception of the day.
Hall looks like he wasn't happy on that play. Maybe it was Piscasio's job to turn around sooner. Not sure what happened. Miscommunication on that play. But they're going for it on fourth down.
Patrick Nelson was the one that tried to get that interception in for the injured Marvin Roan. Powell and the Patriots are going to be going for it at the 37. Takes the snap, hands it off to Piscasio. Piscasio was welcomed harshly back across the 35-yard line. The side judge has said first down Patriots. So barely by the skin of his teeth, Piscasio moves the chains for the Patriots.
That was a great run by Piscasio. He was determined to get that first down and got it.
Good play call there by the Lincoln Way Patriot offense of coordinator on that one as well.
And a good job to get the play to the quarterback, and they line up quickly again.
First down and 10 at the 35-yard line of the chaos. Powell sets up down the shotgun. Four wide, three to the left and one to the right. Slot receiver off the left side. Four-man front coming for the chaos. Powell setting up, takes the snap. Three-step drop, stays in the pocket, going deep. Blow across the left side, got his man, almost intercepted. A good effort there by Steve Trudeau, but it was not enough there. Good job by Patrick Nelson for the chaos.
And the most important thing on that play, Jake, no flags.
Absolutely, 5'9". That kid was 5'9", going against 5'10". Steve Trudeau on that one. So 13-14 to go here in the second quarter, and right now we are starting to see a kind of a change here in the kind of play calling that they have been doing here early on.
Yeah, they're leaning more towards pass. This drive has been kind of a slow drive, though, going down the field. So I kind of like what they're doing after what the chaos did on that last drive, the one play, 95-yard touchdown.
Ronald Zoe in the game for the Patriots. Going deep is Powell. He's got Zoe at the left side. Makes the catch. And he's going to continue to go on. He's in the end zone. Touchdown untouched. Touchdown Lincoln Way Patriots. And Patrick Nelson saying, hey, I touched him.
The chaos are not happy about that play because
they're going to count it.
Hey, we need instant replay, Jake.
Yeah, we're not going to get it. We're just going to have to call it as it is. It's a touchdown for the Lincoln Way Patriots. It's 27-14. They now have a 13-point lead. Good job there by Ronald Zoe.
Usually when a play like that happens, you see the refs get together and kind of come up with something, but I guess the play is staying touchdown.
I was kind of surprised that the chaos did not call timeout when Ronald Zoe came into the game, because you knew there was kind of a change there, and they just let the play go on. And, you know, Ronald Zoe off that left corner was able to make that great diving catch. Nobody touched him and was in for the touchdown.
He made a very smart decision in getting up as fast as he could so that nobody could touch him.
Alvarado's extra point is up and good. So a beautiful counterpunch by the Lincoln Way Patriots. They now make it 28-14 with 12:40 left to go here. And you're listening to Lincoln Way Patriot Football here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. I'm Jake Turner alongside Al Jackson and Joe Albert here, my color commentator. It's been terrific tonight. How are you guys doing tonight? You guys having a great time?
Yeah, fantastic. It's just amazing to be here. And Joe, to your point, it's just, man, awareness. Yep. If it was Madden, that'd be 99.
Yep.
Madden 99.
Yeah, he got
oh,
up
man.
Quick.
Now you're taking me back.
No, he meant awareness 99.
Oh, okay.
It was rating.
He was quick on his feet.
He fell and then got right back up. No, I'm really enjoying myself tonight. 42 points in, 17 minutes and 20 seconds. How much better can you get? And the night's beautiful. There's a nice cool breeze. You can't beat this weather along with this kind of football.
Definitely. I mean, this is the kind of football that you like in the summer because it's prepping. It's prepping up for the NFL season. And then that's the thing is that energy from these players is only just going to fuel the football fan even more. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. All these fans here sitting, they got to be like thinking right now Bears football in their head.
Exactly. And, I mean, we may not be excited
excited
about
except
Bears
for you.
Football.
I don't want to hear about Bears football.
Just. All right, kick us away is Alvarado. And Nelson's going to take this at the 10, the 15, the 20, to the 25. Oh,
nice
my goodness.
Tackle.
He was hooked.
That was a great arm
tackle.
That
was a clothesline. That was a clothesline.
I'm surprised he got back up on that one.
I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't seen that since the 90s. And I think we're going to get a flag. That was, I'm not going to lie, I like that.
That was a great tackle. One arm tackle across the chest.
It's not the WWE.
It's the Patriots. All you saw was this big clothesline, and you're just like, okay. It was kind of like, you guys ever seen the movie The Faculty?
Yeah.
When that player just comes up, clotheslines the guy and flips him on his side.
Oh, what's that movie with Adam Sandler and the prisoners?
Waterboy.
No, not that one. The prisoners.
The Longest Yard.
Don't talk about that one. No. Don't talk about that movie. If you want to talk about Longest Yard, you got to talk about the 74 version.
The Reynolds version.
Yeah, Adam Sandler. No, not a quarterback.
Because we did just hear Nelly playing over the loudspeaker.
True. So. That was actually a pretty good song. And Shoot Chuck's going to hand this one off to Hodges. And Hodges is welcomed harshly at the 35-yard line, maybe about a gain of one, maybe.
The Patriots, since the first drive, are doing very good on the run.
C.J. Young on that run is going to stay in the game. 12:18 left to go here in the second quarter. Now we're going to see what they're up to here for the chaos. Setting up now four wide. Two to the left, two to the right. Two slot receivers on each side. Takes the snap, rolls out his shoot chuck. Sets up right side, got his man dropped at the 41.
You got to catch that ball. That ball was in his hands. He should have caught it and turned up field, but I think he got ahead of himself.
George Vitas on that one.
Yeah, you're not going to get an invite to training camp with that, with those kind
of
hands.
George Vitas, no. Frying pan hands out of Little Giants. 12:05 left to go here in the second quarter. 28-14 Patriots. And as the sun begins to set here beautifully, right at Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park, Illinois. Shoot Chuck sets up now in the shotgun. Low tailback is Young. Four wide, two to the left, two to the right. Slot receivers on each side. Blitz coming for the Patriots. Takes a snap of Shoot Chuck. Three step drop. Stays in the pocket. Sets up, fires. Got his man caught at the 43-yard line.
Close to the first down. Not quite.
Great tackle.
Eric Stevenson on that one. Go ahead.
Because if he let him get past the first down yardage, it would be first down.
It's going to be fourth and one. And if you're the chaos, you got to go for it. You got to take a chance. You're down by 14. You can't stop this Patriot offense right now. So you have to, you got to go for it.
And the chaos quarterback, he had lots of time to throw. He could have made a better pass where the receiver could have turned and got there first. It was a little high.
Shoot Chuck sets up in the shotgun, lone tailback, takes the snap, hands it off to Young. Young finds an opening, gets the first down and more, and punches it up to the 43-yard line. Nice job by the bulldozer himself, C.J. Young. Move the chains, first down, chaos.
Now that took some guts on that play call.
Yes, Young earned that yardage. They hit him in the backfield, but he still made a four-yard gain out of that.
It's really tough to bring down a guy the size of Young, 6 foot, 250 pounds. We're talking like Allstott weight.
That is a big boy.
10:36 left to go here in counting. Keep it also in mind, his brother Carl Young plays for the Chaos defense. Shuchuk sets up in the shotgun, gives it up to Young, and he is going to bull rush his way across Patriot territory. Now, we got some pushing and shoving. I might have saw a punch, maybe.
They're trying to rip that ball out. They want another fumble recovery, Jake. They already have three. They want one more.
You're absolutely right, and it got pretty nasty in that pile there. So 49-yard line of the Patriots is the chaos, and that's the way you got to do it there. So they got to gain about 7 yards on that one, and it's a second down.
At least after that play, there was some sportsmanship on the field.
Yep.
Young and...
All right, we got a big man off the left side here, sent up as an extra blocker. Shoot Chuck in the shotgun, takes it, hands it off to Young. Gets past one tackler. Young on the run to the 45, punching his way down to the 41-yard line. That was a great job. Move the chains, first down.
You know who that reminded me of, Jake?
Who?
Marshawn Lynch.
Wow, you're talking about beast mode on that one.
Yeah,
well,
that was some major beast mode on that play.
Give a lot of credit. That was Jared McGriff Culver on that one. 6'1", 270 pounds, brought that in.
Whoa.
And even though he was just kind of used there as a disguise because the Patriot player was able to try and make the stop, but you're going against a 250-pound running back.
Yeah, that's like getting punched in the mouth.
I was thinking more like Jerome Bettis. The bus.
Just love him.
Chewing up the
Give
yardage.
It up to Hodges off the right side. Opening to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, and going out of bounds. Shooting his way out of bounds, actually, at the 17-yard line. Devion Hodges turns on the afterburners, gets a huge first down for the Chaos. They continue to move the chains thanks to running the rock.
And now they're in a money zone.
So what you're telling me is the Chaos have work done and Mike Allstott on their team.
I guess
that's what it
say.
Looks like so far.
In a semi-pro kind of way, yes.
Yeah,
I'm not say that.
Not big money, but
no, it's okay. We got
semi-pro.
Football on the mind. I get it. You guys got football on the mind.
I hope they got a better quarterback other than Trent Dilfer, though.
Oh, no, come on now. 8:20 to go here. Shuchuk takes the snap. High snap. Gives it up to Hodges. Does a little fancy footwork and is marked down at the 15-yard line.
Hey, back to that, Jake. He's a good ESPN analyst, but as a quarterback, you know, I'd rather – deal with Jay Cutler.
Well, you can't really say that about him anymore. Dilfer's out of a job.
Oh, he's no longer on the ESPN, huh?
Nope, he was part of that.
Huge
layoff. Earlier
yes. This year?
Oh,
yes.
I didn't hear about that. I'm gonna have to Google that.
He was part of the 100 layoffs, including Ed Werner and all that stuff. But wow. I digress. Send up now is Shuchuk in the shotgun. Receiver out to the left, one to the right, single back formation. Shuchuk takes the snap, hands it off to. Hands it up to the big man.
In the back
that's McGriff Culver, and Culver is going to be wrapped down at the 17-yard line. Good job by the Patriots defense. They got a hold of the big man and refused to let him move.
The first guy hit him 2 yards deep, and they did not let him get back to the line of scrimmage. That was great defense, buddy.
Once you slow them down and don't let them get ahead of steam, the other defensive players can come rally and bring them down.
You saw that nastiness by that defense on that play, and that's exactly what you got to see. J.R. Sturdhill, I believe. Shuchuk sets up now in the shotgun. Receiver out to the left, one to the right, single back formation.
Jumbo
C.J. Young in the backfield. Got the big man in there. Takes the snap, and he's going to hand it off. He's going to fake it, and it's caught across the left side of the field. And they'll mark that at the 9-yard line. A little trickery by the Chaos. That kind of paid off a little bit.
Yeah, you're right to your point, Jake. That was a little trick play. They had the big men in, had a jumbo formation, and they play faked and threw a slant route. Great job.
6:35 to go here in the second quarter. Now, here's the question mark. You're down by 14. Do you go for it, or do you bring out Tomas to try and make this an 11-point game?
You have to go for it here. You got 6:35 left in the first half, but you are down by 2 touchdowns, and you've only stopped the Patriots offense once, and that was on one of your turnovers.
And they're calling a timeout to kind of figure out as a team on that point. Do you really trust your field goal kicker at this point?
In case you're just joining us, we are live here at Victor J. Ander High School in Tinley Park, Illinois. You're listening to it on SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. I'm Jake Turner alongside Al Jackson and Joe Albert. We're in for one heck of a fight here tonight. 42 points between the two. It's 28-14 Patriots, but the Chaos now have a big decision to make here on fourth down at the 9-yard line of the Patriots.
Looks like they're going for it. I don't see their kicker on the field.
If you were the coach, would you put your kicker in? If your job was on the line, would you trust the kicker?
Well, considering I play Madden and I never kick, yeah, yeah, I would never trust my kicker. But, again, I only play Madden.
I usually play Madden on simulation, so I enjoy kicking 50, 40-yard field goals. If they hit or miss, you know.
I think I've created a monster here. Why don't you guys go play Madden while you're at it? Let's get some PlayStation controllers in here, and I'll just take care of the game here.
As long as it's PlayStation, no
takes the
Xbox.
Snap is Young, and exactly. He is able to punch his way at the 5-yard line. Is it enough?
Did he get it?
There might have to.
Looks like
it's the first down. Goal. Yep.
What a great run by Young. He was determined to get the yardage again.
And that's the perfect word, Joe, determined. He was not going to not be short of those markers.
Looks like a human F-150 out there. Jeez. Sets up Shuchuk, and he's going to hand it off to Young one more time. He gets past one, but he's not going to get past the other one.
Yeah, he got stuffed in the hole that time.
Stuffed in the hole there by a guy like at least 30 pounds lighter. That was Tavares Estes, the 6'1 defensive end. Now, guys, think about this. 215. Going against 215, he was like, okay, bring it on.
But when you beat him to the hole and you beat him to turn on the gas, you can stop him.
And you need to have proper technique, too. The coaches teach those guys proper technique for him tackling.
Ball is set up now at the 4-yard line. Second and goal coming up for the Chaos. Shuchuk sets up in the shotgun. Hodges in the backfield. Receiver out to the left and one to the right. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Hodges. Off the toss. Right
can
side.
Can he get the
edge?
Trying
it in. And loses the football. And the ball goes out of bounds. The ball goes out of bounds. It's a touchback. And Lincoln Way gets it. And the Chaos once again for the fourth time shoot themselves in the foot.
This time about to score and they fumble the ball.
It was like something.
That was a big mistake.
It was like something at the beginning of any given Sunday when you see Washington cough up that football like he did, and Minnesota, you know, ran it for that touchdown. My goodness. 5:26 left to go here in the second quarter. Four turnovers for the Chicago Chaos offense.
Like you said earlier, Jake, we're going to have to all put a collection in and go get these guys some stick 'em from Walmart or something.
This might
a little
have
offering
been,
there.
This might have been the biggest turnover of the game, too. When you're driving and you're 4 yards away from the end zone and you fumble the ball, it's got to be heartbreaking.
Like you said, that demoralizes your whole team. That's like, man, you get three turnovers in the first quarter. You're almost in the end zone, making it a one-possession game, and then you turn the ball over again. You just have to hold on to the ball.
Good punch out by the Patriot defense on that one. Antoine Thompson was the one on that one who was able to come up and punch the ball right out of there. 5:26 left to go here in the second quarter. So Powell now coming out into the shotgun. Setting up now three wide, two to the left, and one to the right. Slot receiver off the left side. Blitz coming for the Chaos. Takes the snap, and he's going to hand it off the left side. He finds an opening, gets it to the 20, and out of bounds at the 23-yard line. That is Steve Trudeau on that run. And Trudeau is able to get about a gain of about a couple on that one, and it'll be second down. Gain of three, and that'll be second and seven.
He was trying to get to the edge. He made it to the edge, but just a little bit too late. And that's how it ended up being, only a three-yard gain.
5:10 left to go here and counting, 28-14 Patriots. Chaos have four turnovers tonight. They're looking to try and stop this high-powered offense. Powell sets up now in the shotgun. Four wide, receiver out to the left, three to the right. Takes the snap, three-step drop. Looks across the left side, off the left corner, and it is caught by Muhammad at the 40. Finds an opening to the middle of the field. Ooh. Continues to go to the 45 into Chaos territory. 40 to the 35, and slides down at the 34-yard line. Chris Muhammad, have yourself a ball game, my friend. Move the chains. First down, Patriots.
He's making play after play after play, and he's determined to get the ball.
And they're lining up quickly. They're not wasting no time. They want to get these play calls in, and they want to get this gas Chaos team on their heels.
That looks to be about a gain of at least 40 yards on that one.
And I'm honestly a little bit surprised at the end when he slid that there was not a flag because the Chaos guy hit him.
Powell sets up now in the shotgun. Four wide receivers to the left, three to the right. Powell takes a snap, three-step drop. He's going to take it himself, and he is wrestled down by Nelson.
They needed that sack.
Definitely did. That's Adam Nelson, the captain of the Chaos on that one. Finally able to get to the quarterback, and it'll be second down. 4:05 left to go here and counting in the second quarter. The ball is set up at the 38-yard line.
If you're the Chicago Chaos defense, after giving up a big play like that on a previous possession, a sack, that's just what the doctor ordered.
Big game Saturday here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. I'm Jake Turner alongside Joe Albert and Al Jackson. 28-14, Patriots looking for more. They're at the Chaos 38-yard line. Powell takes the snap in the shotgun. Looks, he's going to stay in the pocket. Now he's wrestled out of the right side. To the 40, he's going to take it himself. Tries to get past one tackler at the 40. Gets past to the 36 and out of bounds at the 35-yard line. We'll see where they mark this. Turning nothing into something was Tony Powell on that one. That was some good scampering there by the quarterback.
Yeah, he showed good athleticism on that play to stay on his feet. He had defensive tackles all over him, and he still stayed and turned a negative into a positive.
Planted that at the 36-yard line, a gain of 3 yards on that play, and it's going to be third down. Now the Chaos have a golden opportunity to make a stop here. 3:10 left to go here, but I really see Powell trying to make this continue. It just feels like that momentum is just, it's strictly on the Patriots right now.
Yeah, I feel it too, Jake.
Hey, that's why we got Patriots Radio here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. All right, set it up now in the shotgun is Powell. Four wide, two to the left, two to the right. Slot receivers off both sides. Four-man front will be coming for the Chaos. And we'll see if Now the clock has started. 2:45, let's go here and count in the second quarter. 28-14, Patriots on top. Looking for more is Tony Powell, the three-time MVP.
The Tom Brady of the semi-pros.
That's right. Tailback off the left side. Takes a snap, Powell. Three-step drop. Stays in the pocket. Got him off the right side. Pascasio to the 40, to the 35, and bull rushes at the 36-yard line. Big-time play there by Quinnell Johnson for the chaos, and it is now fourth down. And now the Patriots have a big decision to make.
He made a great defensive play on that. If you would have not been able to make that tackle, there's no telling where Pascasio would have ended up on that field.
And it looks like they're going to bring this down to the two-minute warning, and it's been quite a game here in Tinley Park.
Yeah, when you see games like this, Jake, you don't even want it to end. I'm enjoying myself, and you guys are doing a fabulous job.
Absolutely. So 2 minutes left to go here in this game. I'm Jake Turner alongside Joe Albert and Al Jackson. You're listening to Patriots football here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Patriots right now, they have an opportunity here to really try and open this one up, but it feels like the chaos are still in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised after that fumble at the goal line that unfortunately the Patriots weren't able to cash in on this. Looks like they might still go for it. I thought I saw Alvarado go on the field, but looks like he came back off. So.
If they go for a field goal, it looks like it would be about a 50-yard kick. So I don't know if Alvarado has enough leg here, but from what we've been hearing about him, he can really hit that ball nicely.
Looked like he was going on the field to punt, actually.
So again, we're going to test your expertise and your Madden and everything. If it was up to you, if you was the coach down there, would you go for it or would you kick it away?
28-14, two-minute warning.
I put my trust in the defense. They have been all over this chaos offense all night tonight. The only time the chaos have been able to score was off two long plays. Sets up down the shotgun, Powell, four wide receiver out to the left, three to the right on fourth down. Takes the snap, Powell, three-step drop. Here come the chaos, back shoulder throw, left side. Got his man caught at the 10, to the 5, spin moves into the end zone. Touchdown!
Now that's how
touchdown, Lincoln Wayne, Patriots! Fire the musket! He's going to take a little putt, and it's good for the hole-in-one.
Now that is confident football. To throw a deep pass like that over the middle on fourth down, wow.
Mr. Steve Trudeau, come on down. And it is 34-14. That's what we call in this business resiliency.
Jake, he made it look so easy. I could have been down there and ran that route and caught the ball.
Powell could have had a coffee, a Danish, and then go back for another cup. It was that long in the pocket.
Wow.
Alvarado, go ahead.
That was a great job with their offensive line.
Alvarado, ready to now kick this extra point. High snap, and the kick is up, and it is good. And the Patriots now open this game up wide off the fourth turnover tonight for the Chaos. A minute 50 to go here. Patriots 35, Chaos 14. My goodness, what is going through your heads right now? I mean, you guys look like you're out of breath right now. Should we get some oxygen in here?
No, honestly, I'm enjoying the Patriots offense. I mean, fourth and 10, fourth and maybe even 11, and you go deep. There's no question that was a brave play call by their coach, and Powell came through in the end.
It was only a matter of time that Steve Trudeau was going to find an opening because that guy has had opportunity after opportunity, and then suddenly, bam, he hit it, just like Ronald Zoe did. And once again, there was no timeout called, and the chaos just continuing to shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, and enjoying a beautiful Chicago summer and seeing two teams compete like this, you can't ask for nothing better on a Saturday.
No, absolutely not. Big game Saturday here in the Mid-States Football League in Tinley Park, Illinois, Victor J. Andrew High School. Beautiful field, I might add, as the sun continues to set. We are starting to see some stars coming out into the sky.
It's almost Saturday night lights time, Jake.
I'm not going to lie, I can't wait for Friday night lights. High school football coming soon. Alvarado kicks this one away. And this one's going to go into the end zone. He's going to take it. It's Robert Nelson to the 5, to the 10, 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30.
Ooh,
oh, boy.
Opening.
Here we go. 40. He gets past one tackler. 45 to the 50.
They needed this.
And out of bounds at the 48-yard line into Patriot territory. Give it up right there.
And that's
for
what,
Eric Pierce.
And the chaos, that's what makes them such a good team, because they have big plays. When the pressure's on, they steady make big plays. You don't see them out of it yet. Like, you don't see their body language that they're losing confidence. Like, if they stop turning the ball over and play their game, they can get back in this game. They still have another half to play.
I mean, we've seen crazier things happen here tonight. I mean, how many turnovers is it going to take? And this chaos offense has said, we're not done yet.
And we all been through it. We done seen games where a team play good all first through four.
Breathe. It's okay.
And one turnover decided the game, and they gave up four turnovers, and they still can be in this game. Let's see what they do.
Ball at the Patriot 48 for Shuchuk and the Chaos offense. Takes the snap, three-step drop, in trouble. Can it take it on the run? He has an opening to the 45, to the 40, and finally wrestled down at the 39-yard line. You talk about bravery. That was Michael Shuchuk from the get-go.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He better slide next time.
He did make a smart decision in the fact that he slowed down, he covered the ball, and he braced himself for the hit.
Go ahead.
It's not like he went in charging at the defensive player.
Shuchuk sets up in the shotgun. 4-wide, takes a snap, three-step drop, looks across right side, caught, and down at the 30-yard line. And they'll mark this at the 30-yard line.
And they only have one timeout, so they have to get up quickly and run their plays. We're almost under a minute to go, so they want to get some points on the board to feel good about themselves going into the half.
Greg Bess-Henning with the catch on that play.
And that's the question. Are they going to be able to respond after that fumble at the goal line, turn into 7 points by the Patriots?
Chaos now have two timeouts remaining after they call this one. 35-14, you're listening to Patriots football on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. I'm Jake Turner, alongside Joe Albert and Al Jackson here. An action-packed blockbuster first quarter, and now it has turned into kind of a one-sided affair here, but the Chaos refusing to go down without a fight.
Yeah, the Chaos are still moving the ball, even though they keep turning the ball over. Hopefully they can control the ball to end this half and score some points.
Shuchuk sets up now in the shotgun. Right side of him is the big man, of course, and that is McGriff Culver. Takes a snap, Shuchuk runs off the right side, trying to find an opening. He's going to take it across the right side, and his receiver gets hit hard. Flag on the play. It's going against the Patriots, and this is huge for the Chaos offense. 57.2 seconds left to go, and I love it how defenses go, oh, it's not my fault. Yeah, that's why your helmet went into another guy's helmet.
Honestly, on that play, I'm unsure what the play was, because there was three guys that went for the ball at the same time. Yeah, you're right, his helmet did hit him in the head, so technically that is a penalty. But that play, I don't see pass interference on that play.
Yeah, like to your point, like, that's all grown men full speed reacting to the ball. Like, sometimes you can't predict where somebody's head or where their shoulder pads and all that is at.
I don't think they're going to call pass interference. I think they will call unnecessary roughness.
Okay, with the helmet to the head?
Yes.
That makes sense.
It's a penalty against the Patriots. We're trying to find out which one it is. Waiting on the call. Lincoln way beyond himself right now. Coach is on the field at the 20. Doesn't like what he's seeing. All right, here's the call. All right, well, they're going to take their time here. Maybe they talk about where they're going after the game or something.
That's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a Chili's down the road, maybe.
This is a nice little area. Orland Park Mall and whatnot, a lot of nice restaurants. So maybe they are. The team's planning something, you know?
Absolutely.
The winner has to bow to lose or something, or vice versa.
Okay.
You know?
So it's been – okay, so they called unnecessary roughness. And the ball is set up at the 15-yard line, looks like. It's against the Patriots. We know that. We still haven't gotten a call yet now, so they're going back to having a chat here. So we got to find out what's going on here. 57.2 seconds left to go. In looking over at the scoreboard, am I seeing an old-school 1980s graphic? That's like something from Major League.
Yeah, that does look pretty old for this nice of a field.
And what is it saying?
And Jake, I'm looking at the scoreboard, and I'm thinking that the Chaos need to put some points on the board before it really get out of hand. 35-14, that's not nice going into halftime getting yelled at by the coaches and the staff.
All right, so.
But they have an opportunity right now. They have to make some big plays. The offensive line has to hold their blocks. The receivers have to run their routes, and the quarterback has to deliver the ball.
All right, from what it looks like they are going to call pass interference because the ball is going to be set
up. Moved it up.
They set it up at the 2-yard line. So, yes, it is pass interference against the Patriots. All right, so golden opportunity. Shuchuk takes the snap, and it's going to go to McGriff Culver, and that was ill-fated. 50 seconds left to go here in counting. Chaos only have 2 timeouts left. They are down by 21, and a timeout has been called. Oh, my. That was kind of interesting play call there. And one thing I didn't understand was McGriff Culver stopped, and then he started running. When you're a big man like that, you should be pounding your way through the middle.
Yeah, there's there's no way you stop on that play. The only way you stop is if you're about to throw the ball, and Griff Culver doesn't look like he's a good thrower.
270 pounds there. I mean, it's kind of tough to stop.
Yes.
46.2 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. 35-14, good guys over the Chaos. Here in the second quarter.
This is a golden opportunity for the Chaos again. They need to put some points on the board, and the way the score is looking, they need more than 3. 35-17, it's not going to look good. The coaching staff at halftime is going to be on each and every one of those players' rear ends. Trust me on that.
Give you a quick update right now. The White Sox have tied the Indians at 4, and then the Brewers right now shutting out the Cubs 1-0 in the 6th inning.
So the world is a perfect place right now. Go White Sox.
Well, there you go. And this, we got a Cubs fan here, too. So
yeah, I'm not too happy with that score.
Takes the snap, Shuchuk. Looks off the right side. He's in trouble. He's going to be sacked. They take it back at the 24-yard line.
I don't think the Patriots were too happy with that penalty call.
He was hungry on that one. My goodness.
He drove him back 15 yards.
You have to get rid of that football in that situation. You just have to.
Number 40 was the one on that hit here. 20 seconds left to go here. Now the Chaos are way back at the Patriots 21. Takes a snap, Shuchuk, sets up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it himself. Gets past one tackler to the 20, to the 15, off the right corner, and down at the 14-yard line. At the 13, they call their last timeout. 6.5 seconds left to go here.
If you're Shuchuk, you cannot run the ball on that play. You have to look to throw it.
Towards
the end zone and make sure that you can throw it somewhere, because otherwise you're just chewing up clock.
You can see the frustration on the Chaos sideline right now with 6.5 seconds left to go. They're down by 21. Well, now I'd have to say, bring in Tomas. I mean, you get the points. You have 4 turnovers tonight.
It's still an 18-point lead if you do that, and he makes it. And what if he doesn't make it?
Hey, in semi-pro football, anything can happen. That's the thing.
True.
6.5 seconds left to go here.
Yeah, they need to get some type of confidence going into this halftime.
Well, David Tomas might be able to put it in here, so we'll find out. 6.5 seconds left to go here. I'm Jake Turner alongside Joe Albert and Al Jackson. Here in Tinley Park, Illinois, you're listening to Patriot Football on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Halftime is just a few seconds away. Patriots trying to keep that 21-point lead, but the Chaos looking to chip away at that lead. David Tomas ready to kick this one. This is quite a kick. And it looks like it's going to be about a 30-yarder. About a 30-yarder. Yep.
So in semi-pro football, Jake, how easy is that for their kicker?
Well, for a 30-yard, it would be. I mean, but 40 and 50, that's pretty tough.
That's pretty tough for a regular NFL kicker, too.
Yeah, true. True. I mean,
I'm so used to watching Robbie Gould make it so easy all those years.
Now you're stuck with Connor Barth.
And then on Madden, flicking the stick, I was 100%.
All right, 6.5 seconds left to go here. 35-14. Tomas looking to try and chip away. Here's the kick. The kick is up, and it is no good. No good. And 1.5 seconds left to go in the Chaos Nightmares. Freddy Krueger style continue.
Four turnovers, a missed field goal, missed opportunities at the goal line. That's two of them already.
We saw, and I saw that too at Quad City when I did that with Joseph Gregory. We were sitting there in shock in the press box. We were just like, yeah, they have opportunity after opportunity, and it's just been that kind of story tonight for the Chaos. Or as the Lincoln Way Patriots here, as I look at this old 1980s style graphic, yay. So.
Yeah, I think that graphic's celebrating because there's a 21-point lead on the board, but I'm not sure. It is pretty old. I think it might actually fit in well at my high school.
I'm good with that. All right, they let the clock roll down to zero, and that is halftime. It has been all Patriots right from the start. After the Chaos made it 7-0, since then the Patriots have outscored them 35-7. At the end of the first half, it is the Lincoln Way Patriots 35, Chicago Chaos 14. You're listening to Patriots Football on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.